USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. A federal appeals court has upheld its stay on President Biden's vaccine or test mandate for companies with at least 100 employees. In a 22-page ruling on Friday, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the mandate was fatally flawed and barred OSHA from enforcing the mandate pending adequate judicial review of a motion for permanent injunction. Medicare premiums are on the rise. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Going up, Medicare premiums are. The federal government making a Friday night announcement that Medicare Part B premiums are going to rise over 14% starting next year, boosting monthly payments for those in the lowest income bracket from about $148 a month to about $170 a month.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mark Levin joined Hannity on Fox discussing how the media smeared Kyle Rittenhouse in his trial and ignored key facts. He said they have no intention of seeking to be objective.
The issue is whether this Kyle Rittenhouse, this young man, had a right to defend himself. And the answer is absolutely yes. It's not that the prosecution was incompetent. They were politically motivated.
He said the media in this country is helping to fuel riots, and it's helping to fuel hate in this country. Former Trump administration advisor Steve Bannon was indicted Friday by a federal grand jury on two counts of contempt of Congress after he didn't comply with a subpoena to appear in front of the House January 6th panel. Bannon, 67, was charged with one contempt count involving his refusal to appear for a deposition and another that involved his refusal to hand over documents to the committee. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mark Meadows is defying a congressional subpoena.
Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows failed to appear before a deposition before a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riots. His hearing was scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock, but a few minutes past 10, committee staff and investigators exited the room. Meadows' attorney, George Twilliger, suggested his client may not cooperate. He said that Meadows wants a court to resolve Trump's claim of executive privilege before cooperating with the investigation. White House officials said that Terwilliger is wrong on both the facts and the law. On Thursday, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the National Archives from releasing Trump's White House records ahead of oral arguments for Trump's appeal, which is scheduled for November 30th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
In a newly uncovered video, President Joe Biden's nominee to help oversee the nation's banking system, Sally Omavora, says that if small U.S. oil and gas companies went bankrupt, that would be a good thing.
A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
Consumers looking at 50% hikes in energy costs this winter may not be such a good thing for getting her nomination through a 50-50 Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.